Kruf Peches Siv Zayin. Im Ta the Lo Hizker Rosh Rosh Chodesh. Vein Ba Yoyim Vein Ba Laila. And Rosh Chodesh one forgot to say Yad V'Yom 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 V'Yom. So he doesn't have to say Yad V'Yom V'Yom V'Yom. But if he caught himself before he started the Baruch of HaTov HaMeitiv, then he should say Baruch Shanotan Rosh Chodesh L'Am Yisrael Zikaron Ve'Eino Chosim Bo. Even though we said and Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you get to Yad V'Yom, you have to say Baruch Hashem Kemech Olam and end with Baruch Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. But then in Rosh Chodesh, which the Haskara of Yad V'Yom is not Ma'akif. If you forget it, you don't have to say Yad V'Yom. Therefore, also the bracha you say when you forgot it is more than the bracha. You just say the beginning without the end. There's a chiddush here also that even though at Leil Rosh Hashanah, if you forget Yad V'Yom, you don't say over Shmoneh Esrei, but this bracha of saying Shanotan Rosh Hashanah Yisrael, you do say if you forgot to say Yad V'Yom Berach Zemozen even at night. And once again, the time you say it is if you reminded yourself before you said Hatoy V'Meitiv. We saw previously that if you said Baruch Hashem L'Kenim El Cholom, you could still switch it into Shanotan, which is a tremendous chiddush. The Shabur brought it for Shem HaChayodim. Over there, Bir Halacha has a lot of questions on it, but the Maita, that seems to be the minig. And you can still make it up as long as you didn't start the body of the bracha of Toiv Meitiv. Avim lo yizkir ad sheyizkir Toiv Meitiv, einu choyz v'nei she'enu chayv lechol pas, kadei she'yizkir v'nei 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 since there's not a chiyav me'ikir din to eat bread, there's an Indian to eat a suda, but to eat the bread is not ma'akev, even though there's a chachila, even an Indian to eat bread, it's not a chiyav, and therefore, if you got to say, Yal V'yovo, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, you don't have to say Berachas Hamazon. And if you caught yourself before you started the body of Berachas Hatov HaMeitiv, you say the Baruch Baruch Hashem Kedem Echo Ilom Shalosan Rosh Chodoshim Nosan Yom Toivim, and you do not say the Baruch Hashem at the end. By the way, based on this, if it was on Shabbos and you forgot to say Ritzei by Suda Shlishis, since also there's a Machlekes where they have to eat bread by Suda Shlishis, also over there we will see that you don't have to say over Berachas Hamazon if you forget to say. Ramah says, "Ve'eshedim mikol mokum yishmoyim mitoch harachman kamo shizboa el kuf beizayin shavim nisan vayishlocha v'yal v'yov yishmas kras Hashem ve'ein lamal v'atol v'chein yirli v'chein noyakim." Says a tremendous chiddush. We saw by al nisan, if you get to say al nisan Berachas Hamazon, you can say at the end of the bench and harachman to make us nisan. So the Chodesh should say the same thing over here. At the end of the bench, you can say Yal V'Yovo. It's a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should remember us and have Rachmanos on us. It's a good request. So he says, since it has Haskorah Hashem, as you say the Shem Hashem, therefore, you shouldn't say it because it's a type of Baruch HaVatol. So the Maisa, Nogin Avram, is very not happy about this stock because the concept of Baruch HaVatol is to say a Baruch Hashem HaKadim HaKadim HaVatol. It was saying Yalav Yovel, it's just a tefillah. A tefillah can say any type of tefillah with the name of Hashem. Any time of the day you want to be misspelled and say the name of Hashem, no problem. So, what's the problem? Anyway, it remains with the question, but the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that is a minig. Mechor Rosh Chodesh v'Shabbos, v'Hizkir shel Shabbos, v'lo Hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh came on Shabbos, and you forgot to say Yalav Yovel. But Lizkir shel Hizkir HaTov HaMeitiv, and you reminded yourself only after HaTov HaMeitiv, and HaChodesh, because even though it is Shabbos and you have to go back for not saying a good thing, you don't have to go back for not saying Yal V'Yovah. V'im Shachar Shal Shabbos, but if you forgot the Ritzei, this is because Atav HaMeitiv reminded himself before it said Atav HaMeitiv. So this is what we said before, that you say the Baruch Hashem HaKenim El Cholom Shenosn Shabbos L'Am Yisrael. So you say Kol HaShchoyish Im Shabbos V'im Shenosn Shabbos L'Nuva V'Rosh V'Dosh L'Zikoren. He mentioned both of them. If you forgot to say the Ritzei until you already started the Tov HaMeitiv, you have to start with Berachas Hamazon. Maskir shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh. The second time you say everything. Yesh Mishoyma shem Shachar shel Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh v'nitzvah kodesh shizkul Tov HaMeitiv Oyma shenosn Shabbos v'mnucha v'Rosh Chodesh v'zikore v'yitim v'shel Shabbos v'eino chodesh v'shel Rosh Chodesh. Here you forgot both. Besides the Shabbos, you're supposed to say the Chassim. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Shabbos. Besides the Shkodesh, you don't say the Chassim. So according to his opinion, if you got both, then you say the Chassim, and the Chassim only mention Shabbos, and not Rosh Chodesh, because you don't have to mention for Rosh Chodesh. The Maisa Mishavur says, Ladina, the Achrein, and say that you should say by the Chassim also Rosh Chodesh. If you're already saying the Bracha, and you're saying a Chassim, and it happens to be Rosh Chodesh, add into Rosh Chodesh. But there are a lot of people that hold that even every Rosh Chodesh you should say that Chasim Baruch Hashem and Kaji Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. So here, if anyway, you think of for Shabbos, you say for both. Somebody told me there's a Rav Vega somewhere that says that Shulchan Aruch brings halachas that are not common. And one of the examples is forgetting, you know, the Yovan would say, how could be a person forget it? Shchodesh or Yontif or Shabbos. Even so, we're learning halachas.